More news stories now, with a 500-mile walk in memory of two special people. A Bronze Age hoard baffles antiquities experts, and a city cat could be one of the UK's oldest felines.
I'm ready to party, said Louisa Dye, as she completed her grueling month-long challenge in memory of her parents. Although exhausted, with shin splints, swollen toes and barely able to wear a pair of shoes, the Sproston mum of two is celebrating after finishing her 500-mile walking challenge. Inspired by her favourite tune of the same name by the Scottish duo The Proclaimers, who wished her well on her way, Louisa took on marathon-length distances throughout the month of March to reach her goal. Her challenge, in aid of the oncology unit at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital, has raised more than £6,500. Her challenge was inspired by the loss of her parents, Stuart and Christine Clark, to cancer, who were both treated at the facility before their deaths in 2006 and 2020, respectively.
A bed superstore on the outskirts of the city is to be demolished after it closed. World of Beds in Curtis Road in Mile Cross is to make way for seven new homes, with plans to demolish the old building in July. The land will then see five three-bed and two two-bed properties built on it after plans were approved by Norwich City Council. Now, developers Cannon Clark Architects have applied for permission to demolish the store ahead of plans to start work in June.
An incredible 31-year-old cat lives right here in Norwich, and no, this isn't an April Fool gag. Back in 1991, communism was falling, the Premier League hadn't been launched, and Castle Moor was a building site. And little Rosie was a kitten. Now the incredible feline lives with owner Lila Brissett, who still has the vet's bill to prove Rosie's age. She's quite a character, Lila said. She's still got her teeth. All she does is eat, sleep, use the litter tray, and repeat.
A city artist, known for his unique work, has paid tribute to a TV celeb and drag queen in his latest piece. Ricky Minns, known as Ruddy Muddy, has been creating works of art on his van for around 20 years. His latest mudster piece is that of Paul O'Grady and his drag queen alter ego Lily Savage, who died recently. Ruddy has fond memories of the comedian, adding, I often listen to Paul on the radio at the weekends and watch him on the TV with my folks. He was such a kind man and so funny. I heard many people say lovely things every time they spoke about him, and that's become even more clear with all the recent tributes.
A Bronze Age hoard discovered near Norwich included rare and mysterious pottery. Some 40 axes and axe fragments were found at Great Melton by metal detectorist Trevor Radley, along with pieces of a storage vessel. They were declared to be treasure at an inquest. Area coroner Yvonne Blake said the hoard, which dated back to between 1120 and 800 BC, included both solid axes, or pal staves, and socketed axes. After the hearing, Helen Geek, Norfolk's Finds liaison officer for the Portable Antiquities Scheme, said it has associated pottery, which is very rare and a bit mysterious. We don't seem to know why this hoard of metalwork also had some pottery with it. Dr. Geek added the items had been deliberately broken before being hidden.